Across the country, states are reporting a surge in the theft of catalytic converters since the pandemic. The recycling prices have spurred that spike, and it's no different here in the islands. Among the proposals to discourage thieves is making the theft a felony and making recyclers more accountable for who they buy those converters from. Certain Hondas and Toyotas are among the easy targets. Both companies are popular with Hawaii motorists. We talked to Representative Jackson Sayama about a bill he has proposed this session. It gets its first hearing today.
You know, I first heard about this issue from Alan Nakamura from Kaimuki Auto Repair. And, you know, he was just telling me a few cases within the district. But then I kind of did some digging and reached out to HPD and recently figured out that there were 289 stolen catalytic converter cases just between December and January. And so, you know, this is a growing problem that needs to be addressed, you know, as soon as possible. And so what my bill hopes to do is provide a sense of security to those families who have had their catalytic converter stolen, and does so by making sure that these recyclists are not only licensed, but that they have additional requirements to make sure that, you know, they're purchasing catalytic converters from proper actors, that they're not stolen. And if those sellers can't produce those documents, then the recyclists have to call HPD to report them. It also increases the fine as well as penalty for stealing catalytic converters and not following these requirements.
I've seen on social media, it's just heartbreaking because you have people are saying, oh, I've been hit two and three times. And, you know, it's in the middle of the night. They hear this noise. They go out and someone has just cut it out from under their car.
Right. Yeah. It only takes 5 minutes. You know, it's really quick.
Now, this is a problem that has been building. You know, I think there might have been some legislation last year. I don't know why it didn't advance.
With regards to the bill that was going through the session last year, I think a lot of the issues was because of the pandemic. A lot of things had to get thrown off to the side. So I'm just picking up after that legislation and incorporating some of the Attorney General's testimony into my bill. Luckily, my catalytic converter hasn't been stolen yet, but I have many cousins as well as a few neighbors who's had theirs stolen. So, you know, this is a problem that hits close to home.
And there are cars that I guess they're easier to hijack than others. A lot of folks who have Hondas or Toyotas have fallen victim to this.
Yes, and some of these catalytic converters, their value differs depending on the car type. And so some of the more high-value ones like Priuses tend to be targeted more often than others. But like you said, it also depends on how easily accessible it is for these thieves.
How much do these thieves get when they steal one of these catalytic converters?
Well, according to, I believe it was Uncle Alan from Kaimuki Auto, he estimated a range from $500 to $800.
And to replace it?
Oh, that could go anywhere from $1,000 at least to almost $3,000.
And so if you've been hit twice, that's, boy, a big hit in the wallet.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's not just your wallet, you know. Without the car, and especially, you know, in Hawaii, you can't go to work, you can't bring your kids to school, can't go grocery. So it's really harmful to, you know, our way of life. And so it's really important that the state does something to secure that.
So your bill then will be heard this week. Is there a companion bill in the Senate at all?
So Senator Stanley Chang is introducing a companion bill. We actually go to the same auto dealer at Kaimuki Auto, so that's how we both were informed about the issue. So some of my cousins, I think, who live in Oregon had their converter stolen. But I think this is, and I'm not familiar with their local laws and policies, but at least for Hawaii, the way I see it is we could stop the demand of these catalytic converters by cracking down on the bad acting recyclists who have been purchasing these stolen catalytic converters from anyone. And so by putting more restrictions on them, you know, these even if they were to try, you know, sell them, they have nowhere to sell it to, so it's no longer profitable. It's the same principle like we applied to the copper wiring thefts that were happening, I believe it was 2013.
Right, because we were seeing gutters being torn off buildings.
Right.
Gosh, I think even plaques at tombstones at the cemeteries. I mean, it was pretty bad. Okay, so just another effort to try and discourage thieves from doing this and to protect the consumer.
This is not only, you know, a legal issue, it's also a community, it has to be a community effort. You know, like neighborhood boards, neighborhood security watches are a great way for, you know, neighborhoods and communities to look out for each other. If they see anyone, you know, roaming around, they could easily report them to HPD, and so that's a great deterrent. And for HPD as well to, you know, be consistently, you know, visiting these recycling shops, making sure that they are following the requirements, that's also a critical part in the enforcement.
Have you been able to talk to any of these recyclers directly?
So I've only talked to officer from HPD in my district who has one of their officers visit the recyclers once a week, but I haven't visited any other recycling shops. It's really important that we address this issue now because there's so many families, hundreds of families are suffering from these thefts of catalytic converters. And it's not only a financial burden on these families, it's also, you know, a burden on their lifestyle. And that's not something that, you know, we need families to be worrying about during this pandemic when they already have struggles with, you know, they're sending their kids to school, their own personal finances, and all the anxiety surrounding the pandemic. So I'm just hoping that this bill provides just a little bit more sense of security for those families struggling right now.
That was Representative Jackson Soyama, one of our newest state lawmakers. He represents the East Honolulu District of St. Louis, Kaimuki, Palolo, and Wilhelmina Rise.